Ake sifunde izwi ngokuka Matthew isahluko sesibili.
Let us read from Matthew chapter 2.
UJesu esezelwe eBethlehem laseJudea emihleni kaHerode. Inkosi ibheka kwafika izazi eJerusalema zivele empumalanga zithi.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem.
Uphi lo ozelwe eyinkosi yabaJuda na ngokuba sibonile inkanyezi yakhe kwelasempumalanga size ukukhuleka kuye.
Saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
UHerod inkosi esekuzwile lokho wakhathazeka neJerusalema lonke kanye naye.
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
Wabutha bonke abapristi abakhulu nababhali besizwe. Wabuza kubo ukuthi uKristu uzakuzalelwaphi.
And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born.
Bathi kuye eBethlehem laseJudea, ngokuba kulotshiwe kanjalo ngomprofethi ukuthi.
So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet.
Nawe Bethlehem, lizwe lakwaJuda, kawusiyo omncane nakanye kubabusi bakwaJuda, ngokuba kuya kuvela kuwe umbusi oyakwalusa isizwe sami uIsrayeli.
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
Khona uHerod esebizile izazi ngasese, wabuzisisa kuzo isikhathi inkanyezi ebonakala ngaso.
Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared.
Wazithuma eBethlehem, wathi hambani nibuzisise ngomntwana, kuya kuthi nxa nimfumene ningitshele ukuba nami ngiye ngikhuleke kuye.
And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also.
Sesizwile inkosi zamuka bheka inkanyezi ezayibona kwalasempumalanga yahamba phambi kwazo yaze yafika yema phezu kwalapho umntwana ekhona.
When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was.
Zathi ukuyibona inkanyezi zathokoza ngokuthokoza okukhulu kakhulu.
And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy.
Zaze zingena endlini, zabona umntwana noMaria unina, zawa phansi zakhuleka kuye, zavula amagugu azo, zamkhunga ngezipho, igolide namakha nenhlaka.
And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Kwathi ziyaliwe nguNkulunkulu ngephupho kuba singabuyeli kuHerodi, zabuyela ezweni lakubo ngenye indlela.
Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. We'll read so far.
Le ndaba iyamangalisa.
The amazing story.
Singathi ukuzibonakalisa kukaNkulunkulu kubahedeni.
And we could call it the revelation of God to the Gentiles, to the heathen.
Angazi ukuthi oPetru nabaJuda abazalwane bakwa Israel babe didwa yini ngoba bebethi ivangeli lingelabo nje kodwa la ngokuzalwa kwa Jesu sesibona bahedeni abezizwe abakhonza iThixo bekhothamela umntwana.
And one doesn't understand why for Peter and the brethren, the early church, why some were confused regarding this point. Because here God revealed himself to the heathen. They are the ones that came and worshipped the child.
Kuthwa izazi zasempumalanga zakhamuka. Asazi ngempela ukuthi bebengobani nezwa bebesuka kulona.
We hear of the wise men. We don't really know who they were and which country they actually came from.
Abanye bathi bakhombisa izwe eningi ePheresia, eMede, abanye amazwe aseArab asaz.
Some say it was from Persia or from the Medes or from some other Arab country. One doesn't really know exactly where.
Izwi lithi bebe puma le empumalanga.
But the word says they came from the east.
Ezinye izizwe ezazingamazi uNkulunkulu abahedeni.
Those were Gentile nations, heathens, people who didn't know God.
Nginemdaba emnandi ngake ngayixoxa ngelinye ilanga ukuthi ngesikhathi kuzalwa uJesu.
I have a story which I shared before regarding the time when Jesus was born.
Bekhona umoya kuwo wonke umhlaba ukuthi kukhona okuzokwenzeka. Kwangathi kukhona omkhulu ozofika uNkulunkulu uyoyibonakalisa kubantu.
At that time, throughout the world, there was a strong feeling that it was the time where God was going to reveal himself to mankind.
Manje kutholakala incwadi le eShayina.
Now in China, they discovered a document.
Bathi bekunyaka luka 24.
It was in the year 24.
Kubusa uChewu.
When Chewu was ruling China.
Kwaba ngosuku luka 8 inyanga yesine.
It was on the 8th day of the 4th month.
Kwakhamuka eningizimu. Nentshonalanga ukukhanya okukhulu.
At that time, a very bright light shone onto the palace, and this light came from the southwest.
Inkosi yamangala uma ibona esigodlweni sakhe kukhanya ukukhanya okungaka.
And the king was amazed about this bright light which shone there in his palace.
Inkosi yayisibiza ihlakaniphe, izihlakaniphi zalelos.
And so the king summoned his wise men.
Ezikwazi ukuchaza izinto.
Those who could explain things.
Base bemtshela ukuthi kukhona izincwadi ezithile ezichazayo ukuthi ngolunye usuku kuzoqhamuka omkhulu ongumsindisi.
And they explained to him that there are writings about a time when something great would happen, someone great would be born, someone who would be a savior.
Umkhulu lo ungcwele.
And they said he would be great and holy.
Uzoqhamuka emazweni asentshonalanga.
And they said for them it was written that he would appear or be appear in one of the lands in the west.
Inkolo yakhe izofika ngisho naseShayina.
And that his religion would spread as far as China.
Inkosi yayisiphenya incwadi yona qobo lwayo yasuka yayithola leyo ndawo.
And so the king himself investigated and found this document with this that was written.
Kwachazwa ukuthi kuzokwenzeka ngesikhathi sika Chao Wang.
And it even said that it would happen in the time of Chao Wang.
Kwagcwalisa inhliziyo yakhe nentokozo enkulu.
The king, when he heard this, his heart was filled with great joy.
Wayesethuma ke esekhetha abantu bakhe abazoya beyohlola leyo ndaba.
And then he chose certain of his men to go and investigate.
Watuma isikhonzi sakhe uTsayu.
One of the officials was Tsayu.
Tsin King. No Wang Tsun.
And Wang Tsun.
Namadoda ishumi ayisihlanu.
And 15 other men.
Athi hambani niyele.
And he sent them to the west.
Niyohlolisisa lendaba.
To investigate this whole matter.
Yamangalisa leyo ndaba.
It's amazing.
Abanye bebethi bekuqhamuka amakhosi amathathu.
Now tradition has it that there were three wise men.
Bengamakhosi.
And that they were kings.
Kodwa asinaliqiniso kuyamangalisa uma sesithola le ndaba eqhamuke eShayina.
But that's not for sure, and especially when we hear this matter from China.
Base behamba bedabula amazwe kukude kabi eShayina bekhwela intaba bawela intaba bedabula imihosho nemifula indlela ende.
So they undertook this mammoth journey. It's a long way from China all the way to Israel.
Abebenganqeni.
They were not reluctant.
Abashongo ukuthi kuyasinda kulukhuni.
They didn't complain, saying it's a difficult journey.
Bafika baze baphikelela baza bafika eJerusalem.
They persevered and went all the way to Jerusalem.
Uma befika eJerusalem baya kuHerod bathiphi inkosi esalelwe yona uphi umsindisi uphi uMesiya.
They got to Jerusalem, they went to Herod and said, O king, where is this new king that is born, the Savior?
Bebehlaniphile bona.
The Messiah. Now, they were wise.
Kodwa benza uphukuphuku.
But here they were foolish.
Bathatha ingqondo yabo.
They used their own understanding and
reasoning. Bebeholwa inkanyezi.
They had been led by the staff.
Lenkanyezi yabahola. Uma sebefike eJerusalem. Basusa amehlo abo enkanyezini baholwe ingqondo yabo nokuhlakanipha kwabo.
They were led by the star all the way. They'd kept their eyes on the star till they got to Jerusalem. Then they took their eye off the star and they used their own reasoning and logic.
Bathi kusho ukuthi uma khona inkosi yozalelwa khona eJerusalem sebeya khona befuna.
They said, if a king is born in Israel, surely he will be born in Jerusalem. So they looked for the child there.
Babuza ku Herod, kanti abazi ukuthi lo muntu isigebengu somuntu. U Herod unenhliziyo embi, ufuna isikhundla sakhe nje.
And so they went to Herod, not knowing that they were going to an enemy, someone who had an evil heart, who was only concerned about himself and his position.
UHerod wethuka kabi.
Herod was shocked.
NeJerusalem lonke.
And all Jerusalem with him.
Manje anginasikhathi ukunichazela ukuze uHerod neJerusalem lethuke ngasizathu sini ngoba bekuzofanele ukuthi sikhulume ngesimo sopolitiki saleso sikhathi.
Now I can't go into why Herod and Jerusalem were shocked by the news, because then we'd have to go into the whole history of the political situation of Jerusalem at that time.
Kodwa izazi zenza umesteko omkhulu kabi.
These wise men made a big mistake.
Kuyadabukisa ngoba nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu nabazalwane bangenza umesteko omkhulu kabi.
It's a pity, because many Christians can make big mistakes.
Sisuke sisuse amehlo ethu kuNkulunkulu nasenkanyezini. Qalaze ngapha sithathwe inhliziyo yethu, sithathwe imizwa yethu, singasaholwa inkosi.
And that goes wrong when we take our eyes off the star, off the Lord. We no longer use him as our point of reference, but we then follow our own hearts, our own understanding and way we see things.
Ikhona indaba eyenzeke endulo.
There's something that happened many years ago.
Bekukapteni omdala, umkapteni wesikebhe.
And there was a captain, an experienced sailor of a ship.
Isikebhe sakhe besesigugile.
Now his ship was already old.
Ubehamba endaweni eyingozi enamajamaniki.
They were sailing through a very dangerous part of the ocean where there were many rocks.
Kwavuka umoya omkhulu, isivunguvungu esikhulu kabi.
And there they experienced a terrible storm.
Lo moya wathatha isikebhe wasiyisa eduze okwini.
And the wind drove them towards the shore where they were full of these rocks. If the ship was to hit any of these rocks, it would have been the end of the ship and everyone on board as well.
Lo kapteni, beku kapteni omdala.
But he was an experienced captain.
Ubelwazi ulwandle, azi nesikebhe sakhe.
He knew the seas very well, and he also knew his ship very well.
Kwayilokhu ekhuluma nje, ekhuluma nabantu, ebafaka umoya, ebaduduza, ngoba bebeshaya uvalo ukuthi sonke usuku lokufa leli lolu sizofa.
He went around to encourage his crew. Because they were all in a state of panic. They were expecting that the end was about to come. Now he was already very old and also quite weak physically. But he could, his voice was still strong. And then he called one of the young men and he said, "Klaas, you stand here at my side." The mast of the ship was creaking under the strain of the wind. The whole ship, it sounded like it was about to fall apart.
Why said he, "Klaas, ungasuka kimi. Mana lala ngimi khona. Ngizwa amandla ami ayangiphelela."
And he said, "Klaas, you stand right here next to me. I feel very weak physically, as if my strength is not going to last."
"Uma ngenzeka ukuba ngiquleke, ngifuna ukuthi wena Klaas uqhubeke ubambe isitilingi."
And he said, "Klaas, if you, if I faint or go into unconsciousness, please, I rely on you. You must steer the ship.
What will I born ale unkanyes?
And he said, you see that star there?
Uklas what ye bong ye born.
And Klaas said, yes, I see it.
Ati umongenze gauti amandla ami angshie umang pelelo amandla kulege uzotati steering. Bese ubukunga susa mehlo akho kule unkanyezi. Iskephe usibhekise kule unkanyezi.
Said, if my strength fails me and I can no longer steer the ship, then you take over and steer the ship in the direction of that star there.
Uklas wathi, yebo ngiyasibona.
And Klaas said, I understand, I see it.
Wathi ngiyagalanta uma ususa amehlo akho kuleyo nkanyezi, nizokhalakadela, niyophoseka kulawo amadwala, nife nonke.
And he said to the young man, the moment you take your eyes off that star, I guarantee you that's your end, you'll land on the rocks. You'll be finished.
Look up then, ube un Christ.
This captain was a Christian.
But ube tembegile, ube koto.
He was faithful,
ubungametemba,
reliable.
Izwi elshuwa uyenu ungakha phezu kwalo.
He was trustworthy. You could build on what he said.
What class ngizokutshela nokunye.
And he said,
"Uyayibona leyo nkanyezi, ikhona enye inkanyezi futhi. Leyo nkanyezi ibizwa ngokuthi uJesu."
And the sailor said, "Klaas, but you see there's that star, but there is another star too. The star of that, the name of that star is Jesus Christ."
UKlaas wathi, "Ngiyazi, Nkosi yami."
And Klaas said, "Captain, I know that."
UKlaas uthi bekungekho omunye umuntu onjengaye ukapteni.
And Klaas testified, he said, there was just no other man like his captain.
Futhi ukapteni wakhe ubesebenzisa zonke amathuba, uma ethola ithuba nje ahlangane nomuntu ubezomtshela ngoJesu. Ngisho esikebheni ubeshumayela khona.
This captain had a heart for the Lord, and he'd share the gospel with everyone he met, even on his ship. And he said, there's no other way of salvation on this earth. And it didn't take long, and the captain fainted.
Bamthatha bamise ekamelweni ngaphansi.
And they took him down into a cavern underneath where the control room was, or the ship was steered.
Bathi engakakungakaphuma umphefumulo kuye. Wathi hlalani wamemeza, wahlalani amehlo enu ekuleyo nkanyezi.
And in the last moments of his life, he just kept on saying again and again, keep your eyes on that star. He said, boys, don't take your eyes off that star. And that's how he passed away.
Bugana bantu, bugana basha, abaphubhayo namhlanje. Bebona ezinye izinto etisikole, baya emadilobheni. Akuthathi isikhathi, sebephelile, sebefile ezonweni.
When I read the story, I said, what a wonderful way of describing the gospel. If you look today, how many people are going lost because they don't keep their eyes on the star? Young people going to school, they go to work, they go into the city, they go into the world, they go lost.
Abasha munye babili nje abasindayo. Ngisho abazali baphelelwa ukukholwa ngenxa yengane zabo.
If you look at the children, the young people, there are few that are saved. And there are even some parents that forsake the gospel because of their children.
Yatabukisa. Uma ngibona abazali bephela amandla, bengasavuthi emoyeni, ngenxa yengane zabo. Awukodwa ni udodi kulokho.
It's tragic when you see parents who once had a heart that was on fire for the Lord. They lose that fire because of their children. How sad it is.
Abafani nezazi zaseMpumalanga ezafulathela amakhaya abo. Beshiya ingcebo yabo. Befulathela ingane zabo. Beshaya udodi. Bethi sifuna ukubona umsindisi. Siyayithela. Siyakhona.
They're not like the wise men who forsook family, home, children, their riches. They forsook everything, saying, we are going to worship, to look for this Christ child.
Abaphazanyiswanga lutho, lutho, lutho. Kodwa namhla ufika abantu ngenxa yengubo nje yekuhlobisa umzimba bayamfulathela uJesu. Ngenxa yezwe bafulathela uJesu. Awu, kubi namhlanje emhlabeni esikhundleni sokuthi umuntu adele konke anamathele kuJesu. Hayi, ubuke ezinye izinto.
They were distracted by absolutely nothing. Not like today, where people will forsake the Lord just because of a dress, just because of clothing, because of the world. They forsake the Lord instead of clinging to Christ, no matter what the cost.
Bebuka yena nje uJesu. Noma bekuphi nendawo, bebuka yena. Abawasusa amehlo abo uJesu.
Looking to Christ wherever they are, never taking their eyes off him.
Izazi lezi zateli kolite, zatela amaka, zatela miri, betela koko pambili, bakutela kenxa kaJesu. Kodwa wena utela uJesu ufuna kolite.
These wise men forsook their gold, their frankincense, their myrrh for Christ. But you forsake Christ for gold, frankincense, and
myrrh. When I see you,
and they were
heathens.
And they were heathens. But yet they recognized the Christ child. Forsook everything for him. But you grow up as a Christian and you forsake the Christ for all these other things. Your eyes are not on him.
Bafika kone Jerusalem benza lelo phutha belanga ingqondo yabo. Ukuchopho babo, ukuhlakanipha kwabo. Hey, musa ukuncika kokuhlakanipha kwakho kuzokuyiswa esihogweni. Uyosinda ngenhlanhla uma uNkulunkulu enomusa kuwe.
They got to Jerusalem where they'd made that terrible mistake. They followed their own mind, their own understanding and their own logic. If you do that, it will get you into terrible trouble. It will be your end unless God is gracious to you.
UHerod umFarisi wokugcina wabiza ihlakaniphi zakhe wathi leyo nkosi eyozalwa iyozalelwa bahluleka. Kwabizwa abaFarisi ababhali umpristi omkhulu uzozalelwaphi? Hayi, uzozalelwa eBethlehema. Bayazi ukuthi uzalelwa eBethlehema.
And Herod, a hypocrite that he was. He called his wise men. They couldn't help him. Then he got the scribes and the Pharisees. And they said, no, the Christ child, the Messiah, will be born in Bethlehem. They knew it, but they didn't go there.
Herodi umzenzis. Uthawu ngajabula ukuzwa ukuthi ukuphi nendawo. Ngisizeni niyakhona nibuzisise. Nibuzisise kahle ukuthi ukuphi. Ngoba nami ngifuna ukuya khona. Ngifuna ukona ngimkhothamele. Unamanga hlaza ufuna ukuyibulala ingane. Kodwa izazi ziyakhohliseka. Sithi hawu uyasebenza uNkulunkulu. No Herod qobo lwakhe ufuna ukuza azoyikhothamela umntwana.
And Herod the hypocrite told the wise men, go there, investigate, find out more. And when you found the child, come back, report back to me, because I also want to go and worship the child. But he was a liar. It was a blatant lie. He wanted to kill the child, not to worship it.
Hayi bahamba. Uma sebehamba, na inkanyezi futhi.
And then they continued on their journey. And once they were back on the road, they saw the star again and rejoiced greatly. But it was tragic that for that time they lost sight of the star. They no longer saw it. After it had led them for so long over such a vast journey, they lost it for that time.
Imali kolete amagugu omhlaba yazi kahle ukuthi uyaqhezuka.
The sailor, the captain, said, boys, don't take your eyes off the star. Those were his last words as he passed into eternity. If you ever take your eyes off that star, you will go lost. Maybe you go and your eyes are set on your job or whatever else it is, and you take your eyes off the star.
Musani ukwenza iphuthe lenziwa abantu abaningi beyithele ekufeni ngoba besusa amehlo abo kuJesu.
Don't do what many people do. Make that big mistake of taking their eyes off Christ.
Uyazizwa indaba, uxoxelwa izindaba, onewspaper bagcwele emhlabeni. Abesilisa nabesifazana kuyilokhu bethuthi izindaba abekho enkanyezini bakulokhu abahlangana nakho nabakuzwayo sebeyachezuka endleleni sebeyeduka sebehamba endleleni kaSathane bayishiya indlela kaNkulunkulu.
You hear many stories. You read many newspapers, and there are lots of newspapers, male and female newspapers, people telling stories all the time. You have an ear for it, you fall for it, and you take your eyes off the star, and you go off the way, you go lost. And people forsake the Lord Jesus.
Musanu susa mehlo enu. Kule unkanyezi.
Don't take your eyes off that star, which is Jesus Christ. Some people see gold, how it shines and glitters. They're attracted by it. But the wise men, they sacrificed that gold for that child. And frankincense they presented to the child.
Awubalelwe kuzo ihlakaniphi, ubalelwa kuzo iziwula.
If you run after gold, you're not counted among the wise men. You're counted among the foolish men. Maybe you are attracted by frankincense, that lovely scent that draws you and it draws you away from Christ.
Amaka anenanfut. Amaka ayababa ababa njengenyongo. Kodwa ayaphilisa. Noma unenxebe libi kuumuntu omkhulu.
Is that frankincense or myrrh? Amaka. And myrrh is a medicine, but it's bitter, like anything, but it's got strong healing properties.
Like gold. Baba njengenyongo. Lento empeleni is prophet. Igolide lichaza ubukhosi. Ukuthi lengane inobukhosi.
Now this is all actually prophetic, because the gold stands for royalty, that this is a king, this child.
Amaka abebekwa phezu kwe altar iphunge limnandi lempilo kuNkulunkulu.
And the frankincense. Frankincense is something which they presented as an offering to the Lord on the altar, and it was a sweet smell, wonderful aroma. And it was a sweet aroma to the Lord.
Nenhlaka. Inhlaka ekhomba kubabayo ebikhomba ukuthi lo mntwana usazohlupheka. Lo mntwana usazokufa. Ukufa okubhlungu kubabayo. Usazobethelwa emthini.
And the myrrh, which stood for that bitter battle that was to be fought at the cross, where he had to give his life. But let's just focus on the gold for a moment. Instead of us presenting the gold to the Lord, sacrificing it for Him, no, we are drawn by it. We run after this gold, the riches, the big salaries, the big money. That's what draws us.
The best they had, they gave to this child. But we'll forsake Jesus and seek the best we can get for ourselves.
Bona batelo phambili ababenakho ngenxa kaJesu. Kodwa thina ngenxa yalezi zinto sizodela uJesu.
Amakha ukuba impilo yethu ibe mnandi kuNkulunkulu. Thokozise uNkulunkulu, kha sifuna ubuhle bethu. Sifuna izinto zomhlaba. Abafana bafuna amantombazana. Iyananto enkulu kubona. Kufune uyokuthola. Kodwa ngakho uzothola nesihogo.
Frankincense. We should be a sweet smelling aroma to the Lord. Presenting that to the Lord. Seeking the best for Him. But no, what do? We seek the best for ourselves. We go our own way. We want what we think is good. Young people, girls running after boys. We want what we want, and eventually it will be our downfall.
So iminyaka eminingi ngikhumbula enye ingane yentombazana. Yathi baba, ngizobizo. Funa ukushumayela ivangeli kanye nawe.
I remember some years ago when a girl came, a young lady came and said, Nkulelo, I want to preach the gospel together with you. God is calling me into full-time ministry.
Umuntu oyisihlobo wathi, "Qha. Ngeke kulunge. Awukwazi ukuthi ushiye isikole.
And a relative says, a relative said to her, but you can't go and preach the gospel before you've gone to study. At least get a degree first. Study first. And then see later, after that, about serving the Lord. And she came and she said, she said, well, I can't do it now because I've been advised to go and study first. Because what future do I have in this world without a degree? Well, all I could say was, well, if that's what you feel you must do, I can't stop you. He did it. But she didn't even finish her studies. While she was still studying, she was deceived by a young man who professed to be someone who loved the Lord and was going to become a preacher. And she was deceived, like so many girls who seem to be the easiest thing on earth to deceive. Just when you just see a pair of trousers and you're like hypnotized. She got married to him. But he was like a devil. When she was pregnant, he kicked her in her stomach. It was like hell to her. She was told, you can't just go on faith and rely on the Lord, but you must at least try and do something yourself. Get a degree. Well, she didn't get her degree, but she got hell instead. There's so much. There's so much I could tell you, but unfortunately, so often you try and tell, especially a young person who doesn't accept anything from you. You tell them something, they don't want to accept it. They know better. But sometimes they even are advised by other older people, but they accept it from them. Now here are these heathens, they sacrificed their gold. Now you call yourself a Christian even, but you're not prepared to sacrifice the gold. You want it. Jesus said, don't be like the Gentiles, the heathen, who say, what will I wear? What will I eat? Your heavenly Father knows what you need. Seek first His kingdom, and the rest will be added unto you. God can care for you.
Joseph, no Maria, Abanaluto, ngizogcina kanjani ingane zami? Ngizogcina kanjani abazali bami? Bheka lalela mhedeni. Musu kususa amehlo akho enkosini. Uthi uma ubheke kuye ufune yena kuqala uyophiwa konke lokho.
Here were Mary and Joseph, poor people. They had nothing. But here the Lord cared for them. He brought them all these gifts, silver and gold he gave them. Seeking first God's kingdom, he adds that all unto you. Not like you heathens who say, who will look after me in my old age? Who will care for my parents in their old age? Who will care for my children? And we care about all these things instead of seeking first his kingdom.
Bethlehem. Abanaluto bampofu. Nkulunkulu sethi, yanini le eGibhithe? Kanti uNkulunkulu sebanika abakudingayo. Abazophila ngapha eGibhithe.
They were in Bethlehem. The Lord told them, now go to Egypt. But he also cared for them. He made provision for them. He gave them all they needed for that journey.
uNkulunkulu wagcina bona. Owagcina mina namajusa ngcina kosa ogcina abantu bakhe wabagcina wabavikela kukho konke okubi ababulawanga indlala endleleni.
God cared for them. He's cared for me and he still cares for me, and that's how he cares for all his children. He keeps them. He even kept them and protected them from wild animals and all other things that could have happened. And I trust God that even in the future, he will still care for me. And I can rejoice, be happy, experience joy knowing that God cares for his children.
Bafika bahedeni. Badela igolide labo. Badela ingcebo yabo. Befuna ukukhothamela umntwana.
So the Gentiles came. The heathens, they came, they sacrificed their gold, their riches, and they bowed down to this child.
Bekufanele ukuba sibe nomkhosi ukubonga uNkulunkulu ukusibonakalisa kubahedeni. Oh, khokho bethu, ndulondulwini, ngisho amaJalimane uma ungafunda incwadi yomlando wamaJalimane, ungadabuka bebehlele emahlathini bembathe ikhumba.
We all need to celebrate. For all us Gentiles, that God revealed himself to the Gentiles. Even for us Germans, if we think of our ancestors who lived in the bush, wearing just skins, living
there.
And the Germans were brought help by the English, who came as missionaries to these barbaric Germans there in northern Germany. At that time they were worshipping idols. They were sacrificing human beings on their altars. And the gospel came to them. The word of God came to them, brought by men. How else will the nations hear?
Basizakala bafike eBethlehem bawubuka umntwana akazi ukuthi ubuso bomntwana bunjani, bamkhothamela bathi wena uyinkosi. wena uyathandeka kuNkulunkulu wena umsindisi wethu basindiswa abahedeni basindiswa abasempumalanga bahlangana nosindiso okhokho bethu kanjalo.
The wise men saw the star. They obediently followed it, and then they found people who opened the scriptures to them, who explained to them, pointed them in the right direction. They eventually got to the Christ child, bowed down to him, worshipped him, and they were saved through that. And that's how even our forefathers were saved.
Abakhonza abaphansi abangamanzi uJesu uNkulunkulu uthi uma bebhupha igazi labo ngizolufuna kuwe ezandleni zakho ngoba wena ungumbulali wabo.
Now even today there are many heathens in the world who don't know God, who still worship the ancestral spirits, and the Lord says, if you don't warn them, I will require their blood of your hands because you didn't tell them.
Baningi abantu kuthiwa sisizwe sokholwa 80% wase South Africa uyakholwa. Bayakholwa impela. Banegama. Kodwa ukuze bayiphilele inkosi, bahlukana nezono. Abafana bahlukana neintombi. Intombi sihlukana nabafana. Yeke utshwala. Yego ukubula igama nje kodwa laba bantu uNkulunkulu bashiyele kuwe ubashiyele kimi maye uma singabasizanga bahlele bumnyameni singabalethelanga ukukhanya.
Statistically, almost 80% of South Africans claim to be Christians. But are they all real Christians? People who have been saved from sin, who have repented from their sin, turned from it, living godly lives? And God says if they haven't heard, and you didn't bring them the message, you didn't warn them, their blood he'll require of your hands.
Kodwa iqiniso ileli ke ungena ezulwini ngoba wena obulele lababantu ubulaza iqiniso wathula nalo.
While they are perishing, all you concerned about is your own future, your career. That's all that matters to you. Fine, you carry on with your career, your ambitions. They will perish, but God will require their blood of your hands. You will perish with them.
Ufuna umsebenzi. Msebenzi muni uJesu wathi umsebenzi wami ilo ukwenza intando kaBaba osezulwini.
You want a job, you're looking for work. Jesus said, what is my work? My work is to do the will of my Father in heaven.
Nampa bahedini bathola ivangeli balimukela ivangeli bathola ukusindiswa.
Here are these heathens. They heard about the gospel. They accepted it. They were saved. They came from afar and they sacrificed much to come to seek the Christ child. When they found him, they presented what they had to him. They gave it for him. What have you given for the Christ child, for our Savior? Are your eyes on this child?
When we are showing ukuthi ngifuna ukuhamba umhlaba ngibatshele abantu abangabahedeni bengamazi uNkulunkulu bathola ukuhlangana noJesu.
Is it your earnest desire, your longing to go out into the world to tell the people about this child, about Jesus? That they may get to know this child. Tell me, are you furthering this gospel, this message, taking it into the world and even to your children?
Nani bamhlophe, nani noma nihloboni. Maye kuwe. Uthi uyangena ezulwini ngeke, ngithi ngeke, zigcwele igazi. Nampa abantu usuku nosuku besokweni. Kodwa ukabasizi, awukabathathi ukubayisa kuJesu.
Woe to you if you're not busy with that, because you think you're going to heaven. You won't get in there because your hands are blood stained. All these people who are perishing. And you say, but what about my work? If I'm not there day and night, things will go wrong. Well, you just be busy full time with your work and you'll see what it will bring you. Your work can even become logs of, that will burn you when you're in hell. God says, if I say to the wicked, you will perish, and you don't warn him, he will perish, but his blood I'll require of your hands. How much worse will it be for you as well if maybe you are giving other people alcohol, the things you're talking to them, the things you are spreading? How much worse won't it be for you then? And so the wise men came from that far away country, traveling all the way to seek the Christ child, and they found him and had a meeting with him. They made a mistake, but God was gracious to them. He showed them their mistake, warned them that Herod was a liar. He was not wanting to worship the child, but to murder it. They went back another way. So, not everyone loves the Lord Jesus. They don't rejoice about him. They want to kill him. And when Herod realized that the wise men weren't coming back to him, they'd gone back another way, he went and killed all the boy children under 2 years old, and much blood flowed. There was weeping. Rachel wept.
Now a kapelisi sukutuenza kanjani, uhamba kanjani, umuhamba ngobuhula,
Be careful how you walk, how you live. If you make a mistake, much blood can flow as a result. And it will be said it's because of you, the mistake you made. Because you took your eyes off the star, the Christ child. So pray and ask God to help you. Another boy who was studying, the Lord called him as well into his service. And he said, no, the parents said, no, finish your degree first. But the week before he got his degree, he fell ill and he died. He never got that degree. How will you ever stand before God if you've taken your eyes off Him, if you haven't done what He has told you to do? Even the wise men will condemn you. They'll say, what? That which we sacrificed, that is what you were seeking, and you sacrificed the child for those things, and we had sacrificed everything for him. Let us bow our heads.
Siyathokoza Nkosi ukuzwa ngabantu baseMpumalanga beqhamuka kude.
Lord, we rejoice when we hear about the wise men who came from so far away.
Impela bebehlaniphile, badela konke, balahla konke, bafulathela konke, ngokuzobona wena nje, bezobona ubuso bakho.
Truly, Lord, they were wise, for they sacrificed everything just to seek you and to see your face.
Kwangathi Nkosi, naphakathi kwethu kungatholakala abahlaniphile.
Lord, may amongst us be found wise men.
Kuze kushiwo ukuthi bahlaniphile lapha, badela konke, nokuphambili kubona, negolide labo, nengcebo yabo, ngoba befuna ukubona umkhululi nomsindisi.
Those who will be regarded as wise, for they have forsaken everything which could have been gained, but they counted it as loss so that they could see the Savior.
Amen.
Amen.